Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Call a sefer k'sir. All sefers are kosher to be blown on Rosh Hashanah. Chutz Mishal Parah, except for that of a cow. Mipnei Tu Kerem, because the horn of a cow is not called a sefer, it's called a kerem. Like the pasuk says, B'chor Soro Hadarlo, V'karnei Re'en Karnav. And for Rosh Hashanah, we need a sefer dafka. Like the pasuk says, B'havarta Sefer Trua. And even though that pasuk is referring to Yovel, we learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. Amar Rabbi Yosi, V'halo Kohar Sefer Nikru Kerem. All sefers are called Karen Shenemar, Bimseich, B'Karen HaYovel. Like the pasuk says, when he blew the horn of a Yovel is a ram. So we see even the horn of a ram is also called a Karen. So therefore, it shouldn't pass for a para because its horn is called a Karen. And the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yose, that's true, all sefers are called Karen, but they also are called sefer, as opposed to that of a cow. We find that the Torah calls it a Karen, but we don't find that the Torah calls it a sefer, and therefore it's possible for Rosh Hashanah. Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Sefer is a Rosh Hashanah, so Yael Pasuk. For the sefer of Rosh Hashanah, we use the horn of a Yael, which is a type of Chaya, Pasuk. And the sefer should be straight, which is a remez that a person, when he davens the Rosh Hashanah, should have a straight mind, meaning that a person should be happy with whatever Hashem is gozer for him on Rosh Hashanah. Upev mitzupazov, the mouthpiece is covered with gold. This was only in the Beit HaMikdash. And even in the Beit HaMikdash, it wasn't covered with gold all the way till the end, where the shofar blower's mouth is, because if so, that would invalidate the shofar. Ustecha teitrois minat tzadim. There were two trumpet blowers on either side of the shofar blower. This also was only in the Beit HaMikdash, like the pasuk says, Bechatzetrois, Bekol Sofer, Hariyu, Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. But outside of the Beit HaMikdash, they only blew with the shofar. Sofer Marech, Bechatzetrois, Mekatzrois. The shofar blower will continue blowing even after the trumpet blower stops. The mitzvah Hayom B'Shofar, the mitzvah of the day of Rosh Hashanah, with the shofar, so therefore he continued blowing after the chatzos stopped.